you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports. I'm going to talk high school golf here for just a moment. Carbon Dinos will be going into the 2018 season with a new head coach as Tom King stepped down in October following the completion of the 2017 season. It's a very successful program. The Dinos have been one of the top 3A schools over the last little while. It was announced earlier this week that Brett Johnson, who is the current assistant coach on the girls softball team, will take the head coaching job, and we have Brett joining us right now over the phone. First off, Coach, a pleasure. Thank you for taking out the time to join us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We were talking to Coach Ted Bianco just a few weeks back, and he had mentioned that the boys golf team would have a new coach here relatively soon. Of course, Coach Tom King resigned at the end of the season all the way back in October. Now you're officially the head coach, and that's got to be it's got to be exciting, to say the least, right?
Oh, for sure. TK has brought up a great program, and I'm really excited to take over it and help the team hopefully take a state championship.
Yeah, no doubt. I know that's something that they have been working towards for quite some time. And you mentioned TK and what he has done with this program. I mean, over the last 7 years, we've really seen this program flourish under TK, which I would assume makes the job a little bit easier for you, knowing that you're now taking over an established program.
Definitely, it does help quite a bit. And the nice thing is TK is always willing to help. And, you know, if I have any questions or anything that I have trouble with, then, I mean, he's right there. I work there during the summertime, so he's able to help me, and he's a good help.
You did mention to me off of the cuff that you have assisted TK over the last 3 or 4 years as well with the golf program. What are some of the things that you're already familiar with that'll make it easy to step in and now take over the program?
Well, the nice thing is I've been playing golf for, since I was 8 years old. So I know the basics about golf. I know the rules, everything that comes along with a golf tournament, what to expect in a golf tournament. I've played in a lot of golf tournaments. And I believe that taking that, what TK's taught me, I'll be able to help these kids grow a little bit more.
What's the most difficult aspect of coaching golf, at least what you've picked up, you know, just helping TK now that you're going into your first full-time head coaching gig? What are some of the toughest things that you'll have to climb as that head coach?
Oh, I'm definitely going to make mistakes. I know that. Just being a softball coach, I know that, you know, everybody makes mistakes, but hopefully I'll be able to make all the right choices. I know golf is definitely different than softball, but I think the teaching the kids the mental edge of golf will be a huge step for them.
You know, this has always kind of been my philosophy on golf. You have to play year round. I mean, it's not something that you can just pick up a club when tryouts come around and walk out and have success. I mean, you got to at least be practicing in some capacity year round. But from a coach's standpoint, with a compact season like boys golf, it is more psychological, isn't it?
It is, for sure. And this year, I want to be able to implement a little bit more during the summertime. I know TK was really busy, running the golf course. So I'll be able to this summer hopefully work out a schedule where I can have the boys come out, you know, earlier in the morning and have them, you know, hitting balls and getting ready for the season. So we have a couple months to kind of prepare before.
I know we're still a long ways off before we actually have tryouts, but we know there's a couple of kids on this team returning that will immediately help the squad, that should be locks to make the squad as long as things go accordingly. What do you know about the returners, and who are some of the kids that you're looking forward to working with?
You know, our top two for sure will be Brady Gagan and Carson Martinez. I'm really looking forward to working with those two. I think they're going to be really good golfers. I mean, I've watched them play over the years, and I've been really impressed with their playing ability.
How important is it, And I guess, well, I guess the better question is, what can you do as a coach to continue to evolve the programs? I mean, away from the actual fall season, what are some of the things that you can do to get, to keep kids interested in playing golf at the high school level? Have you given that any thought?
Right. I think one of the biggest things is actually playing in golf tournaments during the summertime to actually get that tournament feel. Because if you're just out there playing, you know, with your friends, it's, I mean, there's a little bit of competition there, but if you're playing in junior tournaments all summer long, there's that competitive edge that you gain. And so once you get to the high school level, you know, when the season starts, they get a little bit more excited for it, I think.
Again, we're being joined right now by Brett Johnson, the new head coach of the Carbon Golf Squad. Coach, what's the best part about golf from your perspective? I mean, you said you've played since you were 8 years old. I know you played all 4 years of high school under Coach Pinedo at Carbon High. What's your favorite part of the sport?
The favorite part of the sport, I think no matter what, you know, you could have the worst round of your life one day and the next day just play out of your mind. I think that's the funnest thing. You can just go from being absolutely terrible to the best you've ever played before. You just never know what you're going to get that day. And I think just being out there on the course is just, it's peaceful. I love being out on the golf course. That's my second home.
You've served as an assistant with the girls softball team now for the last 3 years. Is that your first coaching experience?
Yes, it is.
What have you picked up from coaching girls softball that you'll be able to implement in the game of golf? I know that probably sounds like a really odd question, but I'm sure there's little things that you've picked up on communication that'll translate, right?
Right, for sure. I would say just being patient. Being patient with the kids is, you know, not trying to push them too terribly hard, but kind of knowing where to put that. Not trying to push them over the edge with that.
As far as the interview process goes for applying for a job like this, we see these job postings all the time, but I always like talking to a coach. What was the interview process like for you to become the head coach?
I applied through the school district, and then I got a call back a couple months later, and then had an interview with Principal Bean and Ted Bianco. It's been a really good experience. It was actually pretty easy to do. Yeah.
Is it something that you knew you wanted to do before TK stepped down? I mean, is it something that he had talked to you about? I know that over the last couple of years, he had teetered back and forth between resigning. I mean, had he talked to you about that before he actually stepped away?
Yeah, he did. He thought that would be a good thing for me to do. You know, at first I was kind of hesitant to do it. But having the schedule that I have, I am able to do it. So I decided that it was something that I wanted to do and something that I really love to do. So I went for it.
Have you had any communication with any of the kids that you expect to at least try out for the team this next year?
Yeah, I've talked to a couple of them. I've talked to Nick Olson and Jordan Penovich. And they seem really excited for this upcoming season.
Well, I know you're busy right now with softball, but have you put together a time frame of when things will actually begin for the golf team now that we're, I don't know, what are we, 5-6 months away from the start of the season?
Right. I'm thinking more probably about June. I'll probably start doing, I guess you can call them open field. Or we'll go out and we'll hit some balls and where I'll be able to get to know more of the kids.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to talking with you in the future. Congratulations on being named the head coach, and I appreciate the time today, Brett.
Well, thanks.
Again, that's Brett Johnson, the new golf coach for the Carbon High School boys squad. Congratulations to him and best of luck moving forward. I'm sure we'll be catching up with Brett relatively soon. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We'll update you on March Madness. That's coming up next.